Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neo Gentrix. Now, it's around 4 a.m., and we're still under the topic of communication, but we're going to take a turn for a second. Let's assume something. Let's assume you received an invitation to interview for a new job. Congratulations. And you want to make a good impression. Well, if you're going to make a good impression, you need to prepare thoroughly, okay? I'm going to give you some pointers about how to behave and react in the interview and what you might expect. These two are also key components to communication, okay? The most important thing to remember about any interview is that it is a two-way process. It is as much about you finding out whether you want to work for the company as them finding out whether they want you at all. This means it is important to present yourself as you really are, not pretend to be something you're not. So first things first, preparing for the interview. Your preparation before the day of the interview needs to be on two main fronts, okay? First things first, research the organization, okay? Find out as much as you can about the company. Look at their website, any information that they have sent you, and see if you find their mission, objectives, any value statements, and you know, things of that nature. It's helpful to be familiar with the organization's guiding principles. Also, try to find out how the job that you have applied for fits into the organization as well. It's important to at least know what you're going to be doing. Next, make a list of questions about the organization, ideally around work, such as the team you will be working with or the work that you will be doing on a daily basis. It's okay to ask about the on-site gym and the holiday allowance, but don't sound as if you're only interested in getting away from work, okay? It's probably not a good idea to ask whether you'll be able to work part-time at this stage, okay? Either you should already have done that before applying, or you need to be prepared to work the hours stated, okay? Next, the About You section, okay? You need to sit down with the person's specification and your application and develop some new examples of how you meet at least a few of the requirements. It's fine to talk about the examples on your application form or CV or cover letter if you have one of those. But it's useful to have a few new ones too. Describe the situation in one sentence or less and focus on your actions, the results that you achieved, and how you knew you were successful. It's also helpful to prepare answers for some of the standard icebreakers, such as tell me a bit about your current job or tell me why you applied for this one. Okay, your answers should focus on your skills and how you can use them in the new job. Again, based around the person's specifications that are there. Don't learn them off by heart. It's not ideal. Plus, it makes you sound like a robot. But have a good idea of what you want to say. Okay. I'm not saying go in there with a predetermined script. Okay. Because, like I said, you just sound like a drone. But have enough of it known to where you can basically come up with something on the fly that actually makes sense, that is at least believable, but fits into what they may or may not ask you. With that, some tests and preparations are in order. Some interviews require you to make a short presentation or take a test. The details will always be included in the letter inviting you to the interview, so you'll have time to prepare. If you've been asked to make a presentation, don't assume that there will be a PowerPoint or that you'll be standing in front of a group. Chances are it could be just one person. You may be invited to bring a handout. It's worth spending a bit of time making a one-page handout that fully summarizes your presentation, whether it's a mind map, a picture of some sort, or your five key take-home messages. Okay? Have a look at a lot of different creative writing ideas and see which ones work well for you. And think about what you want them to remember from your presentation and make sure that that's clear from your handout. Okay? Okay. And we're back. Let me see here. Now that you've prepared for your interview, let's talk about attending the interview. Okay? There's some do's and don'ts. Here's what you do. Okay? First things first. Arrive in a good time. The interview panel may be interviewing a lot of candidates, so don't keep them waiting. It's best to show up at least 30 minutes early. Dress appropriately. Some organizations, especially tech companies, have a very casual dress code, but for most, a suit will be appropriate interview wear. Remember that you are being judged on the experience that you present. Act appropriately, which usually means following the interviewer's lead. If you are offered a hand to shake, then shake it, but don't offer your own hand if nobody else seems interested. A lot of people make this mistake and end up chasing off the person that they're interviewing before they ever actually interview. Engage with the interviewers. Smile, make eye contact, again, another key communication point, and build rapport. Answer the questions that are asked, nothing more. Using relevant examples where it's all possible. Here's what you don't do. Be afraid to blow your own trumpet a bit. They want to hear about you. They want to know about you. Okay? After all, nobody else is going to blow it for you. And, well, let me back up here a second. For those who do blow their own horn, don't lie or exaggerate anything. If you want the job, be enthusiastic and positive, but definitely don't make yourself seem like something you're not. Going back to what I was saying before, be yourself. Okay, don't be who you're not, right? Don't be over-familiar or share way too much information. A lot of people tend to do this at first. It's probably because they're nervous. Now, some interviewers and employers will understand if you do this by accident, and they can tell if you're uncomfortable. But many of them won't care, okay? For example, the interviewers don't want to know how you're going to manage your child care. I've had to work as an interviewer for a company once before, and honestly, I can say right now, there's some things you just don't bring up or talk about, okay? I don't need to know. If you have children, great. If I ask you how many children you have, that's fine. I don't need to know you have 10 kids and you're trying to take care of them because your husband died in a car accident. Now, while that is relevant, and I do feel for you, I didn't want to know that. I'm just trying to fill a position. You want the job. I want to see why you want it. Okay? That's all I want to know. Just keep that in mind when actually being there. Okay? Okay. Well, okay, so that's a good question. Thank you for asking. What to expect in the interview? All right, well, how many interviewers are there? Okay. The letter inviting you to interview will probably state who will be interviewing you. It's often 3 to 5 people because that removes any individual bias. Not all companies do this, but a good some do. Some don't be surprised to walk in and find a room full of people, okay? One will probably take the lead and explain who will be asking questions as well as the role of the others. Or worse yet, it could be a group interview, okay? When you're asked a question, reply to the person who asked the question. Others may intervene either during or after your answer, in which case you'll also need to reply to the interventions. Again, reply to that person and not to the entire group generally. Okay? Let me go back to presentations for a second, since you brought this up. If you've been invited to give a presentation, you will probably be asked to give it immediately after introductions. I will cover presentation skills a little bit later, but keep this in mind, okay? There's a difference between presentation skills and presentations in interviews. Right now, that's not part of the communication segment that I'm covering, but I will cover it later. Anyway, if there's a time limit for your presentation, then keep to it. If you can't see the clock in the room, then put your watch on the table in front of you to make sure that you're keeping to time. If you're running short, cut your presentation and move to the conclusion. Okay? Now let's talk about the types of questions. Okay? Interviewers often like to start with an easy icebreaker question, such as, what do you do at your current job? Or, tell us why you applied for this job. If you've done your presentation, you'll be ready for this. Okay? Modern interviews tend to be competence-based. That means you have to have a brain, for one. Which means that they focus on your skills and how you can demonstrate them. So questions will often be in the form of, tell us about the time when you da-da-da-da-da, and give us, can you give us an example of a time when you did whatever? Or, from your previous experience, how would you deal with a situation like, and they give you an example. If you don't have much work experience, don't worry. Be prepared to say, well, I haven't actually had to do that yet, but this is what I would do in said situation. So, if you're being interviewed for a job and you don't have much experience in the field, the interviewers will usually try to help you by giving you a hypothetical question asking you how you would approach a problem. Then, no, you don't have much experience. They already know this. So, but what they're trying to give you a chance to do is show what you can do if you were put in that position. Okay? The interviewers are not trying to trip you up as a general rule. So, if you get a question that you don't understand, just say so and ask them to explain it a bit. They will be happy to do so just so they can see what kind of person you are so they can move to the next chat, okay? There are still interviewers who believe in the benefits of asking off-the-wall questions. I have to admit that this is true. Like, if you were in a car, what type would you be? If you were a car, what type would you be? Honestly, if I had to answer that question, I would say a Maserati, but that's not the point here, okay? One of the ones I've heard before, and I've done a lot of interviews, what are your best and worst traits? Actually, to be fair, I hate this question, okay? What you do in situations like this, you just humor them. Have a fairly bland and generic reply prepared, such as, well, I'm not sure what type of animal, car, bird, or whatever I'd be, but I do know that I set my standards high, and I'm not happy unless I'm working hard, okay? And with the car example, if they're dedicated to finding out exactly what car you would be, aim high, but not too high, okay? Reason I say aim high, but not too high is because we want to know if you're confident. That's basically the point of the question, but they don't want to see a person who's overconfident, okay? You want to be fast and powerful? Great. You're a Lamborghini. But don't just jump out there and say, I want to be a Bentley. Okay, great. You think high of yourself, but it's possible you think a little too high of yourself. Now, if your question is, I wanted to be a Bentley because I've always wanted to own one. Okay, fine. But consider how you respond. Okay? Okay, okay. So, I've covered all of that. Great. So, you finally made it through the interview. You're at the end. Now what? Okay, well, at the end of the interview, you will probably be asked if you have any questions. This is a typical question. They always ask you this. All right? It is usually a good idea to ask a few questions about the organization or a role at this point. You're free to ask just about anything, and I say just about because there's some questions you just don't ask. However, if you really don't have any questions, perhaps because you spoke to someone from the organization before the interview, and they basically answered all of your questions, then it's fine to say so. Do explain that it's because you spoke to whoever, and they were able to answer all your questions ahead of time, okay? It's also acceptable to ask when the organization will be expected to let people know the outcome of their application. This is actually a really good question you want to ask. It may also be worth asking if there's anything that they feel that you didn't address as well as you could have done, or that you weren't entirely clear on. Reason for doing this is so that even if you don't get the job, you know what you can improve on. Okay, it gives you a second chance if you were a bit nervous and didn't answer as well as you could have done early on. Okay, think of it as a way to force the interviewer to give you a second fighting chance in clarifying so that you still have a chance even if you weren't going to get the job anyway. Finally, before you leave, thank the interview panel for the chance to attend the interview and say that it was nice to meet them. Okay, smile, gain eye contact. Again, shake hands only if appropriate, and always leave a good final impression, right? You will find it due course if you were successful, okay? If you were not, then it would be a good idea to ask for feedback, like I mentioned before. You may gain some useful tips, advice to improve your chances at your next interview. Or it could just be that the person thinks that you're overqualified and will usually tell you so, and they'll tell you you deserve better. Or if they say that you're just not suited for this job, they'll explain to you why. Okay? These are some of the most important things to keep in mind about interviews, mostly to help improve your skills in that particular field. Okay? So, with that, again, guys, I thank you guys for listening. Thank you for always being there with me on my podcast. Thank you. If you enjoy what you hear, you like what you're what I'm talking about, or you have any suggestions, hit that like or subscribe button. Support me on the anchor.fm website by showing some love. If you have any topics or suggestions, just let me know. And enjoy the rest of your day. Again, this has been Food for Thought. Thoughts if it were you. I'm Neo Gentrix. And next time we'll be talking about telephone interviews. Enjoy the rest of your day.